Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Is there such thing as a pitching prospect? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, December 10th. I am Frank Sample, joined by The Welsh. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh. And of course, pitching prospects are a real thing. We're going to talk about The Welsh's top 5 pitching prospects in Dynasty. And it starts with Grayson Rodriguez from the Baltimore Orioles, who had an awesome season this past year. The problem is, he missed a good chunk of it due to a lat strain. Regardless, it looks like he's knocking on the door here, Welsh, and chance he could be up on opening day. His early ADP is inside of the top 200 over at the NFBC. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of expectations that it's going to go in that direction. My shock, kind of like we were talking about with the injury, I really thought he was going to be an Arizona Fall League candidate because he only put up 75 innings this year. But if you look at the whole scheme of it, he is just south of 300 career minor league innings, which is a pretty good amount for a minor league pitcher. And you want to save those innings up in the major league. I think a lot of things are working in his favor. It's a 2-3 plus pitcher with a great ERA, great arsenal of pitches, great command. And he gets to go up and work with his, I call him a battery mate, his catcher, Adley Rutschman. Adley knows Grayson Rodriguez. I think Grayson called Adley like the best catcher in the world when they're playing in the minor leagues together. Probably in his mind, he is. But I love the prospects of a guy like Adley being able to, you know, bring him in and already know this guy from day one. I think it works really, really well with Grayson Rodriguez as well. I just think he's the total package. I think Baltimore, their development and what they've done with pitchers has been bar none. They made some factors in this last offseason that are going to help, just a little bit keeping the ball in track. So Grayson Rodriguez, the top guy, is really not a lot that he does bad outside of missing a few innings. ERA has been sub 2.7 his entire minor league career. He's always struck out and had high strikeout numbers, and I think that's going to continue this coming year. So Grayson Rodriguez, I'll take that almost 13K per nine he had last year and get that to the majors. And I think you're going to get over 10.
All right, let's talk about 2-5 on this list. Top pitching prospects, Andrew Painter with the Phillies, Ricky Tiedemann with the Blue Jays, Yuri Perez with the Marlins, and Kyle Harrison with the Giants. Two names I'm going to put together first here, Painter and Yuri Perez. They're both massive human beings. Painter is 6'7", 19 years old. Yuri Perez, 6'8", 19 years old. There have been some very gentle whispers that Andrew Painter actually could be up for the Phillies as soon as this season. That's how dominant he's been at a young age. Yuri Perez doesn't have the same gaudy numbers, but just from a stuff perspective, it is absolutely filthy. Talk to me about those two, Andrew Painter, Yuri Perez.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I just did this mock draft with our friend Eric Cross over on the Tool Shed. It was this big industry mock draft, and this funny thing happened. I won't go into the whole detail about it, but someone got very upset and was like, this doesn't count because Yuri Perez went above Andrew Painter. They just didn't believe it. But, you know, the industry sentiment is Andrew Painter is the number two and number one in some circles. And Painter might have had the best minor league season of everybody. A 1.56 ERA, check this out. In 103 innings pitch, he had 155 strikeouts and only 25 walks. That is a 2.17 walk per nine. That's a crazy number compared to a 13.5K per nine. His stuff is big. Body's big. This is another one of those guys where it's like, don't waste your minor league innings too long in the minors if he's ready. And he's showing it. He moved three levels up to double A. I expect he'll start at double A. Then he gets pushed to triple A. But I wouldn't even throw it past this team that they could bring him up from double A. But I just don't know if they're going to have the need. Andrew Painter, he's the guy. Yuri Perez, it's big stuff, big body. I've never been like the craziest Yuri Perez guy, but he was able to jump up to double A. One really positive thing, he's working with Sandy Alcantara this offseason, which it's like if you can have that change up just wipe off a little bit on Yuri Perez, thank you very much. I think that is a perfectly great sign. He had more struggles than Andrew Painter had as he moved up levels, but he is a phenomenal talent and he's an easy top five starting pitching prospect in Dynasty, who by some is valued as the number one guy. Those top three guys are kind of interchangeable in a lot of minds.
Number three and five on this list, I mentioned Ricky Tiedemann, big riser this past season, a lefty from the Toronto Blue Jays, 117 strikeouts over 78 and two-thirds innings pitched. Kyle Harrison is the other one with the Giants, also a lefty, awesome numbers this past season, got 186 strikeouts, 18 starts at AA, so you know, perhaps we could see him second half of the season at some point with the San Francisco Giants. I will point out, I think Harrison has probably the worst control of this group. That doesn't obviously mean he's a bad pitcher by any means. He's very good, in fact. Talk to me about these two, Tiedemann and Kyle Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Harrison had like a almost 4 walk per nine, but he had a almost 15 K per nine. I want to say he was number two in all minor leagues baseball behind Brandon Pfaadt with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had over 200 strikeouts and has been a huge riser on my personal top 500 prospect list, which people can find at inthisleague.com. And Ricky Tiedemann, if you know me, is my guy. I love this guy. I think there's a possibility that maybe he's a left-handed version of a Shane McClanahan. It's big K numbers, a similar walk per nine as Andrew Painter, like we talked about. It's in those lows. It's right around three. It's over 13 K per nine. Really great command, pounds the zone, multiple good pitches, wipeout stuff. I think Ricky Tiedemann is still an undervalued piece that people are not quite caught up on. 117 strikeouts and only 78 innings pitched with a 2.17 ERA. My top four is kind of a tier, and then Kyle Harrison is the start of the next tier, but 186 strikeouts and being one of the top strikeout guys in all the minor leagues is pretty good. But like you said, a little bit of command issues, and he might be the start of like, is there a pitching prospect out there? Because I don't think he's going to go in relief, but you look at those wild numbers and sometimes it might be out there. It's a pretty good top five class.
All right, so that's the top five. We'll have more pitching prospects for you next week. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.